I knew exactly what love looked like in seventh grade. Even though I hadn't met love yet, if love had wandered into my homeroom, I would have recognized him at first glance. Love wore a hemp necklace. Love played acoustic guitar and knew all my favorite Beatles songs. And I knew I must be searching the wrong classrooms, just must be checking the wrong hallways. He was there, I was sure of it. If only I could find him. But when love finally showed up, he wore the same clothes every day for a week. Love didn't know anything about the Beatles. Instead, every time I tried to kiss love, her teeth got in the way. Love became the reason I lied to my parents. Love had terrible rhythm on the dance floor, but made sure we never missed a slow song. And love grew, stretched like a trampoline. Love changed. Love disappeared slowly, like baby teeth, losing parts of me I thought I needed. Love vanished like an amateur magician, and everyone could see the trapdoor but me. Like a flat tire, there were other places I planned on going, but my plans didn't matter. Love stayed away for years, and when love finally reappeared, I barely recognized him. Love smelled different now, had darker eyes. A brother bag. Love came with freckles I didn't recognize. New birthmarks, a deeper voice. Now there were new sleeping patterns, new favorite books. Love had songs that reminded him of someone else. Songs love didn't like to listen to. So did I. But we found a park bench that fit us perfectly. We found jokes that made us laugh, and now love makes fresh homemade chocolate chip cookies. But love will probably finish most of them for a midnight snack. Love is a terrible driver, but a great navigator. Love knows where he's going. It might just take him 2 hours longer than he planned. Love is messier now, not as simple. Love uses the word boobs in front of my parents. Love chews too loudly. Love leaves the cap off the toothpaste. Love uses smiley faces in his text messages. And turns out, love shits, but love also cries. And love will tell you you are beautiful and mean it over and over again. You are beautiful when you first wake up. You are beautiful when you've just been crying. You are beautiful when you just don't want to hear it. You are beautiful when you don't believe it. You are beautiful when nobody else will tell you. You are beautiful. Love still thinks you are beautiful. But love is not perfect and will sometimes forget when you need to hear it most. You are beautiful. Do not forget this. Love is not who you were expecting. Love is not what you can predict. Maybe love is in New York City, already asleep, and you are in California, Australia, wide awake. Maybe love is always in the wrong time zone. Maybe love is not ready for you. Maybe you are not ready for love. Maybe love just isn't the marrying type. Maybe the next time you see love is 20 years after the divorce. Love looks older now, but just as beautiful as you remembered. Maybe love is only there for a month. Maybe love is there for every firework, every birthday party, every hospital visit. Maybe love stays. Maybe love can't. Maybe love shouldn't. Love arrives exactly when love is supposed to, and love leaves exactly when love must. When love arrives, say, "Welcome, make yourself comfortable." If love leaves, ask him to leave the door open behind him. Turn off the music, listen to the quiet. Whisper, thank you for stopping by.